This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Coach Jay Lucas, man, I just want to say congratulations to you, man, on your head coaching job down there at the University of Miami. To you, that's what they call it, man. They're going to welcome you with open arms. It's all nothing but love down there. It's all family, and I know you're going to have a great time. Congratulations to you and your family, and go ahead and do big things, man. Truly an unbelievable accomplishment, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And you got my support. You got all our support down there, man, that we've been able to accumulate over the years down there in the 305. So go ahead and do your thing, and we'll be watching for sure. Salute to you.
Yo, Jay, man, you come from a heritage of great basketball minds. Congratulations to you and your entire family on a Miami job. Respect.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, that's a good way to start it, man. Little LeBron and D. Wade, who know the Lucas family. And, yes, the Canes' new head basketball coach, Jay Lucas, joins us this morning. Coach, congratulations. That had to be pretty cool to hear LeBron and D. Wade with a big welcome to South Florida.
It was really cool. You know, a big thing that I believe in is relationships. And, you know, I try not to bother people for too much, but just through the years, those relationships, when I need them, they always come through. So I appreciate them for their words of encouragement.
Well, listen, first of all, welcome to South Florida. I think everybody was fired up a long, long time ago. And speaking of that, I mean, your name kind of pops up and I go, oh, my God, Duke's getting ready to come and play in Coral Gables. I was wondering, everybody kind of knew you were going to be the guy. What was that like being on the other bench knowing you were going to be on the other side real soon?
Well, it was a little bit awkward, I will say. But, you know, nothing was done yet. We were still kind of talking and in communications, but I felt like it was moving that direction. You know, so I was still excited about the moment, but still being on the other side trying to win the game. So it was a little bit different, but I'm happy to be here now and to be the head coach.
Hey, and I got to follow it up with, like, for you to leave, and I know today's world, you got to leave right away. It's a different world, the transfer portal, and you got to make decisions. You're in the middle always of recruiting, but you're sitting there with that Duke team at 28-3, looking like they got a really good chance to win this whole thing. To have to leave that when you built up those relationships, I know you recruited a lot of those guys. How hard was that?
It was extremely hard. It's one of the hardest things I've had to do. And it's like you said, the biggest thing is just the relationship and the bond you build with the players. And then also being at the start of the new program with Coach Shire at Duke, and you finally get to where you want to get to in year three, where you have the chance to compete for a national championship, made it tough, but at the end of the day, I felt like this was the right decision, and it really is a circumstance of just the environment now. This was the first year that the bottom three teams didn't make it to the ACC tournament, so Miami's season was over a little bit earlier than normal, and so it gave me the opportunity to get a head start before all this portal and all this stuff starts to get kind of a bit of a jump. And I saw that as a bigger opportunity than a chance to chase a national championship.
I always wonder, now it's your program down here, and you got to make tough decisions across the board. First of all, you've had to meet with the former coaches to see if any of those guys that you want to keep. And then on top of that, you got young, talented players. You've got guys you don't know if they're going to stay or not. What has that process been like over the last few days?
It's been interesting, you know. But the biggest thing is just having honest conversations with people and trying to give them as much clarity as I can give them right now, which is hard because the portal hasn't opened. Some seasons aren't open, so my staff is still kind of in disarray of trying to get people who may still be in the NCAA tournament or still in the NBA season. So it's a lot of unknown right now. And I was just kind of explaining to them that I will give them as much clarity as it comes to me. And I just kind of tried to tell them as much as I could in the moment.
Do you have a pretty good idea right now after meeting with maybe not so much your coaching staff, but the players? And I know you know a lot of them. A lot of them were recruited by, you know, a lot of different schools on who's going to stay or who you want to stay and who might be leaving.
I don't. And I would say, you know, my intention coming down here was that I was going to have to get a whole new team. And that's just kind of the climate of college basketball right now with the ability to move whenever you want to. So I'm having those conversations like I just spoke of. I would, of course, like to keep a few of them just because I do think they align with how I want to play and my vision for the program. But also I'm going to have to bring in some of my own guys that fit my vision and I align with and I have some relationship with. So it's just being as clear as I can with them and being as clear as I can with both parties.
I had somebody tell me last night, I said, hey, I'm going to have Jay Lucas on. Oh, great, great. I said, this NIL and transfer portal, absolutely. If this is the way we're going to play the game in college basketball, you got the right guy that knows how to play it, is a great recruiter, will get out there with some support. He'll do just fine. Do you feel that way, this NIL and transfer portals? Not for every coach. A lot of the older guys in football and basketball said, I'm out. Too much for me to handle.
Yes, I do feel that way. And it's such a different world than what college athletics and college basketball has been. And that's why you've seen some of those older coaches and these pioneers of our game retire. But for me, this is kind of where I got my schooling and how I grew up was in this NIL era and figuring out this transfer portal and stuff like that. So this is everything I'm accustomed to. So I'm excited to be in charge and be able to do it.
I feel like we do this in football a lot. Now we're doing it with you. For you, is this going to be equal the high school recruiting and as well as the transfer portal, getting a guy that's already proven at a university that's, you know, is a darn good player to join your team? How do you treat it?
Yeah, it'll be a mix. You know, the biggest thing is getting people that fit and team. Making a team is the hardest part in the portal. You know, it's so easy to just try to go out and get all these good players from all these other places. But if they don't fit and they don't align, then it's hard to win. I think you've seen that a lot in college basketball. So, you know, my plan is to get a few high school kids, you know, maybe let's say three or four, and then filter it in with some guys out the portal. And then hopefully you have a few high school kids that can stay for 2 or 3 years and build a program. And you become older with them, but also you kind of supplement the things you need with the portal. So it's just having a good mix and a good balance of how to attack it.
I wonder, because we talked about this yesterday for a long time about you and the Duke situation, because you guys have such great chemistry if you watch Duke play. Of course, you also have a guy right out of high school that's the best player in the country, going to probably be the first overall pick in the draft. But the money, like you're talking about high school guys getting paid for the first time and you know, in a lot of cases have never had any money. And how do you find a guy that's not just about the money but has drive to be great not only in college but wants to be a great NBA player? How do you go about finding that thing?
Really, you really have to do your homework and you really have to really evaluate and intel, get as much intel as you can, not only as them as a basketball player but as a person, because it is life-changing money and it is a completely new world that they're coming into also. So you have to get some of their qualities, see their intangibles, look in their pedigree. And that's a big part of it. And that's a big reason why you have a little bit bigger staffs now, with being able to do that and go from there. And then, you know, just attacking it that way is just getting as much information as you can before having to make a decision.
You're known as a great recruiter, one of the best in the business. And I always wonder what makes a great recruiter when I hear, hey, that guy's one of the best in the country. Every staff wants that guy, and you've been one of those guys. What makes you such a great recruiter compared to another guy that's doing the same thing you're doing?
That's a great question. You know, for me, it's just building those relationships with parents, with players, but also with AAU coaches and just people throughout the country and the world really now, because the game is such a world game. Just building those relationships and getting to the point where people trust you and you can have open and honest conversations with them and you feel like you can live up to your word and your offer to deliver them, but also showing everybody your value and development and how you're going to help them, how you're going to make them reach their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, not only as a player, but also as a person. And I think that's the biggest thing. And what my program will hopefully do that will separate everything else is our development and what we're able to do with the guys that we get.
Coach, I know it's early, and I know there's a couple of brothers on their way to play at Duke. How good's overall the talent here in South Florida in basketball?
The South Florida talent is great. That was one of the things that made the job so appealing, and it's not just, you know, something that may be going to college this year. It's the next couple of years. You have a few guys that I feel could be impact players right away in the 26th class, but also in the 27th class, so you know, having that type of high school talent that you feel you can get and kind of supplement that talent with older guys made this job really appealing.
The other thing must pop up all the time because, you know, I heard you're getting a job and I go, oh, man, John Lucas, are you kidding me? That's his son? Oh, my God. I still remember growing up and your dad showing a basketball as a great basketball player and had that tennis racket. Because I'm a tennis junkie, and people are already getting on me that don't hit him with a bunch of tennis stuff, man. It's not fair. Did you pick up the tennis racket as a kid as well?
That is my first love. Tennis is my first love. That was the first sport my dad taught me and my brother. And then I just kind of liked more the hoopla that came with basketball.
That's awesome.
You know, so as I got older, I stopped playing tennis. But I still play tennis. It's kind of my thing that keeps me active. I don't want to sound like I'm 60-year-old by saying that.
That's all right. I'm in my 60s, so that's all right. You're joining the club. All the older people listening right now love you, man. You're good.
Yeah, so I love tennis. It's one of my favorite sports.
Hey, so I do have to ask you. You must go on. Everybody's asking. Your dad has done so much in basketball and helping people. You must say, I know you're proud of your father, but is anybody, you must get, how's your dad doing? You must get that all the time, huh? Everywhere.
I do, and I appreciate it because of how I feel about him and his impact he's had, not only on the sport, but people's lives in general. So it's a special thing to grow up and be raised by somebody like that. So I am never ashamed to talk about him because of how important and how special a person he is.
So I got to ask you this high school thing. And again, as you know, we got great high school sports down here in this beautiful weather and everything. But I have learned that if players aren't happy, even they come in as a true freshman, if they ain't playing, a lot of times they ain't staying. Is that going on everywhere? Is that just my eyes seeing stuff down here? Or is that just the way it is to tell a guy, be patient, you're going to be great, work hard, work at both ends. We're going to get you playing time. You're in the future plans. Does that work?
It does work, but your staff and your messaging to parents and agents and everybody around the kids and to the student athlete is so vital and so important, because if they're not playing, they're already getting recruited by somebody else telling them, oh, you know, it's not working out there. You can come here. Maybe we can give you more money and this opportunity. So you really have to have great relationships and kind of like I showed them the value of what will it look like for them. But it also goes into recruiting and telling these kids and student athletes that there is a path for you to play. There is a vision I have for you. As long as you execute and do your job, you should be able to do it.
I got to ask you this one, because a lot of things through the years until recently, people used to complain about the facilities, and all of a sudden, University of Miami, as you know now, put a real emphasis on improving facilities. How are your basketball facilities right now as far as for your recruiting and where you're going to play?
They're great. You know, we have a new field house that they remodeled a couple years ago. Their new weight room, new training room, two full practice courts. The same thing we have at Duke. The offices and everything is above par. There's some things that we need to touch up and change a little bit, which we will. You know, but the biggest thing for me is just putting the product out there and putting an exciting team so we can pack the Watts stuff.
How quickly before you start hitting the road, when does that start going to all your favorite places to see players?
That already started yesterday.
Okay.
So it started as soon as I could to kind of get started. And I'll be out, you know, these first couple of weeks, I'll just be out in the state trying to get to all these great high school players. I mean, seeing the coaches and just starting to build these relationships. And once the portal opens on the 24th, I'll be out again recruiting the college kids. So it has already started.
Coach, it's been great, man. I know you got a ton of things going on, and I really appreciate you spending some time with us and let me get that tennis thing in. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be down here, and I just want to say go Canes.
All right, there you have it. Coach Jay Lucas, the Canes' new head basketball coach, going to be hitting the road. We got more stuff to get to here. It was great, though, to get an idea and just how what the game plan is and getting after it here. Told you got to be a young dude, man. It's a young
surprised
dude
you didn't challenge him to a match.
No, I didn't do that. I figured when he told me hit that, start playing with a young man. I'm guessing that anybody in that family is damn good at tennis right now.
That made you very happy.
The only thing is that clay. I wonder how much time he spent on that South Florida clay.
Go down to the
a little easier on
the, go down to the school. They got those nice courts over there.
No, they're hard court, man. Dummy.
You can't play on those?
Hell no, I'm not playing on those. I won't last. I'll be down at Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, seeing those doctors at Baptist Health.
Well, it's close by, so you're being good shape.
Thanks. Thanks, Jerky.
Drag your ass over there.
I appreciate that. Hey, you ready to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing? You've been talking about it, that old leaky roof, right? Replace your old roof and pay later. How's that sound? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you to check out. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Nobody does it like Loctite Impact. Darn good at what they do. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Learn more about them. You're going to like them. They're in West Broward, 954-500-LOCK. Start talking to their professionals covering all of South Florida today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Couple things to get you caught up on here. First, weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is slightly hotter than it was before when the sun was down at 63 degrees now, Joe. No rain at all in the forecast. It's looking like a very nice one out there. And
it's good for business here. Good for business. What else you have?
You're all about the tourism business, and we appreciate that. And if we can, let's give away some heat tickets. We forgot to do that earlier.
All right.
Remember, we forgot we were supposed to do it.
We did a couple segments ago. We did. What are you thinking here? Caller number five today?
Yeah, no creativity involved. Just caller number five. We'll send you to Heat and Rockets on March 21st. 305-567-0560 is that number, by the way.
You got a few days to get all set up and then head out to the game. So sounds good.
Put the plans in motion.
Get it going for people that stayed around and might want to go to that game. Rockets got a really good team, by the way. One of the many teams out. One of the surprising teams, I guess, a little bit. Out in the West there. By the way, we got Jimmy Butler going to be coming to town here pretty soon as well. That's boo. Boo. Not boo that he's playing so great. I don't know if anybody's surprised because we've seen him when motivated play the way he's playing for the Golden State Warriors. It's just the way it was handled, man. Just the way it's handled. Nobody likes to be dumped on. Now, some of you still blaming Riley. I get that from time to time. Why didn't Riley just give him another 50 whatever million and we wouldn't be going through this, man? I got to tell you, I don't know if that's the case. He just gets to a certain point where he's a complete pain in the ass and not happy and it's not just Pat. It becomes the guys on the team. They can say whatever they want. There's no way those guys on the team weren't tired of his act, too. Especially when a guy's not playing hard and you see he's got chances to make shots or do something. Instead, he's throwing it back to you like it's your team. Go ahead and you shoot the ball. And
I don't want to see you rooting for the Warriors at any point.
I'm done with
it. I know you're a bit of a fraud. But
I am a fraud, but no, I'm
by
not.
By the way, congratulations to Kyle from Coral Springs going to the Heat game.
All right, good. Congratulations,
we'll have
Kyle.
More tomorrow.
You got more tickets tomorrow?
And Friday, as far as I know.
What hour are you thinking about? We did 9 o'clock today. You want to do 7 tomorrow?
I'd like to let Bo do it if he's making his way in tomorrow. What do you think?
You got to stop. Does he sound grumpy to you?
Yeah, he does.
I don't think
That's
he's
okay.
grumpy.
Okay.
He's got some old school stuff like there's a lot of people.
I get why the new school bothers him.
The taking time off and not being on time and that old school stuff doesn't.
I just, you know, the sooner he realizes that, nothing he's going to say or do will
Both
change any of that.
Both things, players should get spanked when they act up like
that. I know. He wants to discipline Tyreek Hill. The guy's nuts.
He got going one day.
Good luck doing that.
What do you want to do with Tyreek? I'll put him on the bench. Really? Really? You want to put him on the bench? Oh. Good stuff, though. Good entertainment of stuff. By the way,
we got some Dolphins news here.
What do you have?
The Dolphins are re-signing linebacker Terrell Dodson to a 2-year, $8.25 million deal.
Not a surprise. Not a surprise. You see how he played when he got here? We ended up with 3 interceptions. He had to play. Not surprised by that.
That one is confirmed.
Hey, not only that, but again, the money's going to be in that territory for all these free agents. What we have, one guy averaged about 8, and outside of that, everybody is. James Daniels got 3-year, $24 million. There's a good chance he won't see the third year of that one unless he's really playing well. But yeah, a lot of 1-5, 2s, 3, 2-year, 6, $3 million. That's kind of where everything is right now. That's where the amount of money they spend. Zach Wilson, 1 year, $6 million. All those guys got your safeties. One guy got what? 1.4. The other guy got like 2.5. That's what you're looking at. Quinn Bell re-signed for 1.5. It's gonna be a lot. And again, this is what happens when you blow it out the year before on extensions and you went for it. You went for it for 2 years. Hey, listen, if it works, nobody says a word. It works, you win some games, you have a great year, nobody says anything about it. But now all of a sudden you're going, okay, a lot of the same guys we're counting on haven't gotten it done the last 2 years, so let's be a little more responsible on this. And again, the great work's got to be done through the draft. The great work has to be done through the draft. You can't just do free agents and go, we had a great free agent team, we won. No, you got to hit on draft picks. You got to have draft picks. Got to become some of your best players and guys you can count on, and they can play right away. Doesn't do any good for a guy to finally come into his own in the third year. That doesn't work. You need guys to come in and play right away. So, like a broken record, I know it's like a broken record, but you got a big draft class of 11 coming in this year. And you got to be able to hit on a lot of those picks. You got 4 7s. I don't care if you get one guy works or whatever. But a lot of those 11 picks got to be on that 53-man roster, and they got to be playing. You got a first-round pick, 13th overall, second-round pick, 48th. I'm going to remind everybody every day, man, because that's how important I think the draft is. If you're ever going to have a chance of having this thing successful, we got to get more. And this is the first big draft class we've had in a while. We went through some lean years. You have lean years and you don't hit on the first pick, you got big problems. You don't hit on some guys and get somebody, you got a big problem. And right now we're sitting with a middle linebacker, it's a special teams player, and a corner who just, Cam Smith, I don't know if he can play. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any veteran tries to tell me, especially when it's the same thing. He's got to get in shape. He's got to be more committed to the game. And he's had two different coordinators. Now, he got injured last year. I don't know how much you trust that guy coming back for a third year when the light hasn't gone. When's the light go off? When's the light go off that I want to be great and I'm going to work my ass off and I'm going to do it the way they want it done? And now he comes back in year three. You can't trust him. He's coming back because he is the second round, their first pick. But you can't trust him. So we got to find some guys we can trust this year. I don't care what pick it. I don't care what their pick is. I don't care if it's a corner. Care if it's a safety, if it's a defensive tackle. But I want to see that dude line up and be ready to play. I'm going to make sure I get somehow to part of this every day. It's that important. If Chris going to make the picks, so we just want to remind him. We just want like he needs to be reminded about any of this stuff. Hey, Omar Kelly going to join us. Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. We'll talk about Chris Greer. We'll talk about the team. We'll talk about the free agent class and going forward right after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.